The next thing I was going to ask you was, before we get into sort of the specific criteria, I guess the one clinical criteria is that it's going to make a difference. In other words, if the patient's already decided, no matter what, they're not going to get chemo, then maybe. So is part of your workflow, it sounds like what you just described, you're letting the patient know that you do this?
Absolutely. And in our multidisciplinary model, we actually meet with the patients, the surgeons, and the medical oncologists. We meet with the patients at their new consultation. So upfront, they've met their entire team. And upfront, they understand that we use this assay in appropriately selected patients to help guide these treatment decisions. Certainly, if a patient is not a candidate for chemotherapy, whether it's patient preference or whether it's comorbidities, the oncologist will go through that type of decision-making. And if a patient is not a candidate for chemotherapy, then there's less reason to use this assay if it's not going to influence your management. But oftentimes, again, even if patients say at the outset, I won't take chemotherapy or I'm not going to do that, oftentimes the tool can still be helpful because it provides the patient with a little bit more granular information to be sure that they are comfortable with that decision.
Maybe they might consider, for example, a premenopausal patient more aggressive endocrine therapy too, even if they, ovarian suppression, for example, with an AI or not. I'm kind of curious, as part of this plan that you've implemented, do you utilize other assays besides Oncotype?
So not routinely, but we have started in the context of another clinical trial. We are using the Prosigna assay. That's a clinical trial that we are, again, looking at how using that assay on a core biopsy might impact our treatment decisions with respect to preoperative chemotherapy versus preoperative endocrine therapy versus going straight to surgery. So in the context of that trial, we are using that assay, but we don't use it very frequently in sort of standard clinical practice at this point.